Greetings and welcome to
Convo versus Convo,
where we have conversations we all want to have but don't.
Yes, indeed. So thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Dana.
And today we will be discussing the very important topic, and it's asking the very important question, rather.
Yep.
Why parents should educate their child about inappropriate behavior by a stranger or relative.
Or relative. And this is super important because as a fellow young adult, I'm fortunate, thank God, that I never had that experience. Of course, my mom would never allow it. And neither would I, because I'm the child where if I sense anything, I'm instantly going to tell that person that this is really, really, really getting weird. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not the type of child to really sit quiet on something like that. But it's sad to know that other children suffer with that silence because, you know, their parents and they don't have that environment to feel comfortable to say, hey, mom, hey, dad. So-and-so or my uncle or this best friend that I knew for so long did this to me.
But I think, you know, even though you weren't the child to just shut up.
Yeah.
If I could just say that right out. Still, when a child is very young, they need their parent to protect them. Even when you were much younger, you're a girl.
Yeah.
So you needed me or someone to protect you.
Yeah.
And I was really blessed to, to be there, you know. Yeah. And I actually made it a priority.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though I worked as a nurse for so long, you know, I made it so that I was there.
Yeah.
When I worked every shift you could think of, but I was still there.
Yes, you were.
And I also made it to the schools. I made it to find out what exactly was happening. You know, even at church, I was looking at the different, you know, the deacons. I mean, I was on the watch. So, you know, even though you may not have been that child to just sit still, it's up to the parent or the guardian, whether it's the grandmother or the foster parent or whomever is in charge of this person's life, they are their protector. And they need to be aware that we need that spirit of discernment.
Yes, we do.
Where we can discern people. We need to listen to people when they talk.
What they say.
I don't care if it's your brother or your sister. If they're behaving inappropriately, if they have a drinking problem. And I'm not here to humiliate people who have a drinking problem. But usually when people do, they're not in their right mind. They things and say things that they just shouldn't say and do.
And then they act on it.
Right. There may be someone that's on drugs. There may be someone that's a sexually perverted person.
Exactly.
You know, and they don't have self-control. And they abuse children. They are mentally ill. They are sick.
They are sick.
You know, and we as parents or guardians or whoever these children are with, we need to have eyes on them. We need to be on the lookout.
Yes.
You know, we need to pay attention to words, to
different gestures.
Different gestures and smiles and touches and, you know, we need to have all hands on deck.
On deck.
If there's both parents in the home, fine. If not, well, you know, it's hard. But you know another thing? And being a single mom, I'm going to say this. Of course, it's tiring. Of course, it's not the desired outcome. But I think as single parents, we need to finally accept a lot. Because it's actually a result of a decision that we made that obviously wasn't a good one. So that's the price that we have to pay. You have to raise children by yourself, unfortunately. I think that we just need to accept it for what it is and just say, okay, you know, say a prayer. You know, if you're a praying person and say, Lord, you know, cover me, my children, and just help me to be the best parent I can be.
Exactly.
And just do just that.
And do just that.
You know, I always said, you know, I'm not a father.
Yeah.
I may have protected my children like a father. I provided for them like a father would, but I'm still not a man. You know, I only could have done the best job I could.
Yeah.
You know, I did seek out male role models, but most of them weren't any good. So I just did the best job I could. And I always told you guys that I'm not your only teacher.
Exactly.
You know, but a lot of the times, because I even had, you know, an incident as a grown woman with a relative, but I noticed, you know, his advances. I noticed it wasn't right. And I nipped it in the butt right away, you know. And I was always watching for, you know, this type of behavior, not just towards you guys, but towards me.
Exactly.
You know, I was a woman in the workplace, you know, before I became a nurse. Mm-hmm. I was in the business sector and, you know, I wore pencil skirts. I wore, you know, pants. I wore coveralls. I worked at an oil refinery. I mean, I worked with strictly men. A few ladies, but strictly men. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just overall how a person carries themselves.
It is.
You know, with dignity and honor and respect. And, you know, you just have to have zero tolerance for certain speech and advances. And, you know, I was always this person, though. I mean, I was fired before and once upon a time. And I'm not ashamed to say because it was, you know, because I had to be there for my child and my boss didn't understand. And I'm like, okay. Well, I know where my priorities lie, you know, and I was happy. I was relieved. I felt better. And I was where I was supposed to be. But, you know, I think as parents, you know, we have to really decide what's really important.
Exactly.
Or even as a person in the business world, a lot of us, we want to take care of our families. So we need to get this job or this position. But I say, at what cost? You know, and it's only one of you. And I just think that we need to make better decisions even mm-hmm. in the business world. We need to have patience.
We need to have patience.
We need to put in the work, but just have patience and we will get to where we want to get.
Exactly.
And we need to be better stewards with what we have at the time. You know, there's always a contract on the table. There's always a, you know,
yeah.
a cautionary tale going yeah. forward. We need to pay attention to those.
Exactly. And also, the most important thing is to never put your wants and your eagerness out there.
Right.
Because once that predator or once that person sees that, they're going to prey on you. And, mm-hmm. and they're going to say, well, I know that you want this, but you have to do this in order to obtain that. And they give you false promises because we've heard
right.
so many people, even some celebrities say that, or even some musicians who really didn't break that glass ceiling because of
right.
what happened to them. They even say that some people promise that they will make their records crack the number one charts, but mm-hmm. that never happened. So the worst thing is that you put your eagerness and it's sad to say this, mm-hmm. but that's the worst thing, and your love for what you do, because then you actually stand a chance to get preyed upon. And that's mm-hmm. actually sad, because as a young person, you really, you actually feel like your whole life is lit. You feel happy. And
yeah.
and Snapchat, Instagram,
right.
that's like our life.
But there's nothing wrong with wanting to do great things.
Exactly.
It's just a matter. Nobody asks for someone to abuse them.
Exactly.
And again, that's where the parents come in, or the guardians, or the chaperone, or mentor, or agent. Someone, you need someone to look out for you.
Who's responsible.
Because a lot of the times, a parent would trust an agent.
Exactly.
Or a mentor with their child that's in the business,
mm-hmm.
you know, to take to watch over them. But, you know, that person is in the business.
Exactly.
And they're there to make money as well. And oftentimes, and that's where, again, the parent should discern this person.
Yeah.
But I just feel that the parent, to me, when a child is very young, the parent needs to be the manager.
The parent needs to be the agent,
everything. Yeah.
The parent needs to be there at every meeting. And
right.
speaking about that, my mom and my sister and I, we actually watched this movie on Lifetime called The Tale of Two Corys.
Oh, wow, yes.
And it's about Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. And I honestly love The Lost Boys. They were in it. Yeah, because I and actually... The Goonies. And yeah.
He was in one of the
Friday the 13th. And he was in Stand By Me, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I applauded him. I applaud him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing a very brave thing.
That's bravery.
And, you know, and what I applaud most is that how he kept his friends... spirit and memory alive, and how he honored him by telling the truth and giving him a voice and also freeing himself, you know. And I'm glad that he had this moment even before he leaves this earth, you know, because they were abused.
They were abused, taken advantage of.
And I'm just so happy that they are over the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And his willingness to tell the truth, even how this climate is, I applaud him, you know. And the movie, I believe, was very, because, you know, he was a producer on the movie. It seemed very true to what happened.
It was true to what happened. It also showed, you know, the boys, how they grew up and how they had a lot of things in common.
Yeah.
But what I really genuinely appreciated is that it really gave those who were fans of Corey Haim closure that, hey, even though he died at a very, you know, young age for a man,
he
was happy in the end. And I take closure in that. But the sad thing is that it's still happening.
Yes, it's still happening. But I think that now there's more people are speaking up. People are on the alert.
They are. They are more on the alert. But the sad thing is that sometimes the same people who are speaking out now,
mm-hmm.
they knew, but they just didn't say anything.
You know, and that's the tragedy. And I mean, wow.
It is.
I really sincerely hope that every person that knows something about any situation, any form of abuse, whether it's abuse of power, sexual abuse, whatever, you know, I pray that they come forward.
Say something.
If something is going on now,
yeah.
Stop it. Because you're almost like an accessory to that crime, you know, and you're going to have that person's conscience on your hands. And if they have passed away, the blood on your hands.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it.
That's how it is.
You know, because you're not saying anything.
You're not. Because Corey Feldman, he could have took his life long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because being assaulted at a young age,
mm-hmm.
that really, really penetrates one's, you know, self-esteem and their person. It really makes them feel like they're worthless. So I'm so grateful that he's alive and well, and mm-hmm. that he's really talking to his son about the same topics that we're talking about now.
Yes, I'm very happy that he is telling his son, you know, about what's appropriate and what's not. And that brings us back to our question, you know, why parents should do this.
Exactly.
You know, I don't care if it's a relative, you know. And another thing, and a lot of kids have step-parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you know, step-parent. If you get a good step-parent, you are blessed.
You are blessed.
But on that note, there are some very good step-parents.
They are.
But I just think that you have to be careful when it's not your child. The mother or the parent that's the parent of that child. That child is really going to need a lot more love and, you know, maybe some counseling and I think more communication. You know, like what I did with you guys was I had like little group sessions.
A lot of conversations.
I would speak individually. Individual one-on-ones or in a group because it's very important to be in a group setting. Because you get to know how your siblings feel about you. They get to know how you feel about them.
Yeah.
And you get to know, you know, everyone gets to put it all out there.
Yeah, they do.
And we get to discuss our worldview in a safe setting.
Where
you don't feel judged, you know, and you get to, and you may find out some things that you never knew.
Yeah.
And another thing, it helps you to understand that you're not alone.
It definitely does, most of all.
Yeah, so parents, it is very important that you have, I mean, as early as possible.
Exactly.
Your child, when you, if you know, if you have to send your child to preschool, kindergarten, you need to let them know, you know, if this teacher or if the janitor or anyone or another student touches you anywhere or says anything mean to you, let tell mommy or tell daddy. Do you need to know?
You need to know.
And you need to make that time to go down to that school and take care of it. Don't put it off.
Yes.
Because the day you put it off, that could be the day that your child is violated.
Violated and presumably, you know,
yeah,
you know, marked for death. Because yeah, in their spirit, when you're violated, it's almost like a part of you died.
Yeah.
It is. And it takes a while for that to be rebuilt. And also, look at the signs.
Mm-hmm.
If your child is normally bubbly and is a giver and is always, you know, helping others, and if you notice that those characteristics are slowly declining, right, something is wrong, or your child, something happened, your child is probably going through, you know, puberty, or mm-hmm, or your child is just facing a different phase in their lives. But definitely look at the right signs and don't ignore them, because the day you ignore them is the day that you notice that your child comes home and it's a completely different person and right, not the child that you saw growing up.
And some of the signs you may notice is that their appetite will change.
Appetite will change.
Their sleeping patterns. You know, they may be have more fatigue.
They're more paranoid.
Or they may not sleep good enough. They may wet the bed.
Yeah.
You know, they may just be more aggressive.
And they may not want hugs.
Yeah, they may become very distant. And, you know, also check with their teacher. Maybe they're whatever they're displaying at home, they're doing the same thing at school.
Exactly.
And vice versa. So warning signs, you know, red flags are always there. And it's the reason why they're red. You know, like it's like a stop sign telling you,
mm-hmm,
it's telling us to stop, pay attention.
Exactly.
Look at this, caution. So warning signs should never be ignored.
Never.
And our parents, you know, we're the first protectors and keepers of our children. And we need to set the tone for everybody else.
Set the tone for everybody else. And mm-hmm, also be mindful of who your child is around, their friends.
Yeah.
Bad influences can really, yes, bring a child down.
That is so true. A lot of the time, you need to know who your child's friends are.
Always. Even if your, yeah, child may say, oh, mom, that's not cool. Say, honey, well, I want the best for you and your child. Once they have a child one day, oh, they'll realize why you did that.
Exactly. You need to know their friend's name, first and last name, address.
Yep.
Their parents' name, where they live, where they work. I mean, get as much information as possible.
Yeah, because our world is changing, and the, yeah, last thing that you want is to be posting up missing person signs for your kid, and that's not cool.
Exactly. And, you know, again, you talked about peer pressure earlier, you know, and then a lot of, especially as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Your friend, your child's friend may be into drugs.
Oh, and then it's cool to do it.
They may be drinking and your child may be doing it.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, your child it starts to come home late.
Or even end up dead because,
yeah,
because some children or some kids can't handle marijuana.
Yeah,
and then their mind, everything is messed up, and some people can't handle that. So really, talk with your child about everything.
Right. And you know, I'm glad we went there because there's so many inappropriate behaviors, not just, you know, forms of abuse, but also if your child is in college, you know. You know, find out how their grades are, especially if you're paying for their education, or even just show up and visit them, you know?
Exactly.
Because, you know, we've had too many young people die or been the victim of hazing at these big universities.
Too many. And I think that these schools really need to crack down on these societies,
sororities,
where you all these, you know, sororities, and it's almost like, yeah, a secret society almost. So I, yeah, think they really need to crack down or even destroy them all.
Yeah,
get rid of them, because what's the use?
Or regulate them better, because
regulate them.
Some of them do have different nonprofit
case by case basis
behavior. You know, they do things for the community. But a lot of the times when they're at the frat houses, they just drink and just hang around.
They do.
And My thing is, you're there to get an education.
You're not regardless. There to, yeah.
This group or sorority, it shouldn't be the bulk of your college
life. It shouldn't.
It should be a very small fraction of it.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but the sad thing is, a lot of parents who are in fraternities themselves, they just, since they've been through it, they think it's okay.
They
think it's okay until their child is found dead.
Yes.
Or being arrested for the murder
of another child.
So I just think that the whole climate just needs to change.
Needs to change.
You know, we need to really set boundaries as to what acceptable behavior is and what's not.
What is and not.
You know, because, you know, there's an old adage that says, you know, who feels it knows it.
No.
It's not until it comes close to home, that's when you really understand. You know, you feel that loss, you feel that anger, that rage, you feel powerless because you couldn't have helped your child or done mm-hmm. something before. So let's not wait until it gets there.
Exactly.
You know, let's just be wise about, you know, what we tell our children, you know, and how we address them. You know, they're real people.
They are real
people.
They
see, they have ears, they hear, they can touch, they can feel. Let's not ignore that.
Let's not ignore that. Yeah. So we hope that this video has definitely, you know, sparked you to have a conversation with your child about, you know, these different peer pressures, or if someone is making inappropriate advances towards them, right, or even if their child has thought about smoking marijuana or trying to be cool for their friends. You know, these conversations are important. So
they're very important, especially when the government is now, you know, it's passing laws
to
make certain drugs illegal.
Yeah.
Whether it's medicinal or not, there will be effects. Because let's say a family member or parent gets access to this drug for medicinal purposes. That means that the drug is now in the home, and another sibling or parent or someone now has access to it. And
exactly.
There you go. So that's why we need to have these conversations.
Yeah, that's why.
You know, the child needs to understand why your brother or sister needs this for their health. It's to help them feel better. It's not for you. You know, and vice versa. Oh, mommy needs this to stop her, help her with her pain.
Yes.
Don't take it. It's going to make you feel, you know, this could happen to you. So we just need to be very, you know, transparent.
Transparent.
Yeah.
So we are so grateful that you guys chose to tune in to our episode. And we hope that our channel really blesses your life. So always, we are grateful. And please subscribe. Mm-hmm. And please leave a comment below to let us know if you can relate to the topics that we're covering. And thank you so much to Corey Fellman for sharing his story, along with Corey Hames.
Yes.
And
and all of the brave women who has come out, and men who has come out and said, listen, the time's up. Time's up on sexual abuse, pedophilia. Time's up on abuse of power. Time's up on hazing. Time's up on just the racketeering and the lying and the debauchery.
Yep.
You know, it's time. It's time for us to be.
And also, time's up for and time's up for not saying anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all good and well where everyone is coming out, but if no one is saying anything, then we're just gonna have another outbreak of this happened and that happened.
Right. So guys, thank you so much for listening to us on here on
Convo versus Convo.
See you next time.
Bye guys.
Bye.